confess that I feel fortunate to have found such dedicated companions.
Oh, as if all your Christmases have come at once.
My what?
Your Christmases. I guess that doesn't mean much to you, does it?
It wouldn't, Guy. The Kingdom of Elton has no history of a messiah figure, nor of an occult ancient Roman holiday or rural pagan equivalent.
Well, obviously.
Your discourse suggests an occasion of substantial import. If this Christmas is prominent in adjoining your way of life, then I would gladly attend. Is there a Christmas nearby?
It's worth a look. What do you think, Doctor? I mean, we've seen a whole bunch of Elton, and all I've been able to show is our trino of Earth culture is the mellow flavour of Tui's new.
Very well. Which Christmas would you prefer? The first, perhaps?
You mean in Bethlehem? So Jesus really existed?
Of course he did. Lousy dress sense, but a lovely man.
Sounds tempting, but how about London? In the snow, if possible. There's nothing like a white Christmas.
All right.
London, of which you both speak so fondly? I must confess it is quite loud and polluted compared to Elton.
It's probably Soho. Doctor?
Oh, sorry. Just marvelling at the fact that the TARDIS seems to have blended into its surroundings for a change.
I do not comprehend. Its aspect remains unchanged.
He just means you might be likely to see other big blue cabinets on the street around here. So which part of London have you put us in, Doctor?
Oh, within spitting distance of the Lord Nelson, if that's at all helpful.
Another pub, eh? I guess you'll be seeing the undergraduate side of the human race to start with, Sartrino.
A fine public house is more than a source of inebriation and cheap wit, Guy. It provides an ideal location for a community to come together, enjoy a fine meal, and celebrate the togetherness of humankind. Which, to my mind, is about perfect for a London Christmas. Oh, unfortunately, we appear to have arrived a little earlier in the morning than I'd intended.
And you're sure this is the best pub to show Sartrino?
Oh, absolutely. The Lord Nelson, named after the great English general who marshalled his troops against the Emperor Napoleon in 1815.
Wonderful. I imagine you'd have been in your element, Sartrino.
I doubt it. That sword would have been quite anachronistic at Waterloo.
Look, that's all fascinating, I'm sure, but do you think we could get in from the cold at all? Right, whose shout is it?
We are required to exclaim at loud volumes?
I'll get this one.
What'll it be?
3 Gallifreyan ticklers, please.
Once more, please, sir.
Oh, 3 trapezoidal coins, then. Oh, it is Christmas.
How'd you make one of them, then?
How should I know? I'm not a barman.
Look, let me handle this, Doctor. Look, 2 points to the local governor. G&T for the old man.
I've already asked, Guy. They're out of Gallifreyan ticklers.
Gin and tonic, Doctor.
I hope the gin isn't too fermented. There's something about this particular strain of hydrocarbon that gives me gas.
Charming.
Thank you.
Blimey! White fibres? What do you think this is? 1947?
I assure you, Oh, Guy, please let me finish my conversation.
Why don't you head back to the table, Doctor? There's a great view of the telly from it, and there's an EastEnders repeat on.
East? Oh. Here, have some currency with a lady on it instead.
Drink up, boys.
This is quite an interesting establishment. The smell of aged timber I recognise. There's something unusual about the stickiness of the floor.
Yeah, try not to touch that with your bare skin.
Ah, this is quite refreshing. Thank you for the wonderful selection, Guy.
Now that you've finally tasted some beer after all this time, do they have anything similar in Elton?
Oh, indeed we do. However, such brews are known more properly as sprites, because in one's youth one regularly saw fairies under their effect. My cousin, the effervescent Brian, used to make a drink so black and potent just for victorious battle parties. It was referred to as the Good Knight's Dark Knight's Nighty Night Sprite.
That's quite a mouthful.
Oh, indeed it was, though not nearly as tasty as this frothy mixture.
You don't have to drink it all. Once. Okay, nice work. Doctor, how are you enjoying your drink?
Incredible!
Ah, so a gin fan then.
What? No, look! Wasn't the TARDIS left on that corner? I can't see it!
Well, maybe it was the other corner.
I'm not so sure. Look, excuse me, if you will. This warrants further investigation.
Doesn't worry me. I'll be too busy inspecting the plumbing.
Surely a building of such fine brickwork construction does not require your sleuthing skills, which, though I intend no offence, Guy, I am certain are minimal.
Actually, I meant I was going to... Oh, never mind. I'll be back in a moment.
There's no time!
Don't ever say that to a man who's just had a pint.
But it's gone!
Unless you mean the men's room, I'm really not interested.
Guy, be serious for a moment. The TARDIS is gone.
Like you're right.
We need to contact the authorities.
Well, what good would that do, Doctor? I mean, what are we going to tell them? Hello, I'd like to file a missing TARDIS complaint.
Oh, you're right. Look, let's rejoin Zaltrino and see if we can't think this through.
Where's everyone gone?
Home?
All at once.
Oh, it's not important, Guy. Where's Zaltrino?
He's probably in the toilet. Oh, which is where I should be right about now.
Look, off you go then. I'll talk to the publican. Hello, good sir. Have you at all seen the ebullient Zaltrino?
I assume you mean the guy who's with you at the table. Dressed up like a Trekkie? He's all right. He's went with the other pub crawlers, is all.
The other what?
Pub crawlers. You know, Monopoly pub crawl. They all dress like Christmas hams and wander around London, drinking their bums off. Make up most of me clientele here in Old Kent Road.
Oh, I see.
Any luck, Doctor?
A surprising amount regarding Zaltrino. It seems he's on a Monopoly pub crawl.
Oh, sounds fun. I've always wanted to do one of those.
Well, here's your chance. You head off after Zaltrino and I'll see if I can find the TARDIS.
The what?
Do you mind? This is a private conversation.
Then I suggest you don't speak at a volume privy to all and sundry in here. Yeah, you from one of those skiffy conferences?
TARDIS. Looks like a replica police box.
Caw. You own one of them and all? Where's yours headed for, then?
I beg your pardon?
Part of the Millennium celebrations. They've got all these old antiques, including three replica police boxes. Useless things, really. I thought they sourced them all from the props department of the BBC. Those bludgers aren't likely to ever use them again. Didn't know some of them were from private collections.
Now you listen here, my TARDIS is not some useless prop from the BBC with the paint peeling off, gathering dust while the TV executives moot another series of swashbuckling outer space adventures, possibly starring Rupert Everett.
But Doctor, remember rationality. Where'd they taken them?
One's headed for Trafalgar Square, one to Piccadilly Circus, and the other for the boardwalk at Mayfair.
Thank you. Guy, walk with me a moment.
Hang on, how do you know so much?
I'm an essential character in plot development. Bet you're gonna ask me where your swordsmith friend's headed.
Yeah, okay. Do you know where my swordsmith friend's headed?
Blind beggar. 337 Whitehall.
Cheers.
So, Zaltrino's heading for another public house. Where to after that?
Let me think, he'll either be paying income tax or heading for King's Cross Station.
What year is it?
I gather it's 1999.
Blast! I don't think I've met the current Exchequer.
Right, then I'm off to the Blind Beggar by the sound of it.
And I'll try Trafalgar Square. I'll meet you in Zaltrino there shortly.
The Blind Beggar, hey? Am I to conclude that this pub crawl is designed as a charity event? Alms for the sightless and so on?
Not such, no. The pub crawl philosophy tends to be give and ye shall receive. Now it's my shout, so I'll give the publican some dosh and I'll receive 7.5 points of lager in return.
Oh, so you ain't never been on a pub crawl before, have you?
No, I must admit I tend to prefer walking between establishments.
Ah, well, we'll have to catch a few trains on ours, that's for sure.
Oh, there are more?
Crikey's not well prepared. Good costume and all, but you don't know how many pubs there are on a Monopoly board.
Keep quiet, Dasher. I think he's foreign. Still in a group of 12, there'll always be a few weirdos. Now, bottoms away.
Oh, damn, too late. I'll have to slip ahead or I'll never catch up. What's after King's Cross? Oh, damn, I wish I was better at this game. The Angel Islington, Islington, the Angel something or other, anyway. Oh, barkeep, where's the nearest tube station?
Shall I be expected to purchase some properties we'll be visiting? I'm afraid my friend Guy would be a much better property speculator than I.
Nah, that's just how you play the game. The pub crawl merely follows the squares and requires drinking at each one.
And this is a regular Christmas occurrence?
Cool, not likely. Not even a regular occurrence at all. Can't say I know anyone who's actually completed it. Have you, Dash?
No, Rudy, can't say I have. We'll be quite the heroes, particularly now there's only the three of us left.
Yeah, I can dig Blitz's force and pike in early, but I can't believe Claws and the three short girls left so soon.
So this pub crawl is a matter of honour?
Honour? It's the stuff legends are made of.
Drinking, not war, makes legends?
Well, we haven't had a good war in a while, but yeah, drinking's what separates the men from the boys.
Then I feel I must complete this quest. Where to next, my valiant friends?
Oh, good question. Dash?
Yeah, a bit tricky this bit. Well, having left Cooper's at King's Cross, we're heading to the Nag's Head near the Angel Islington. Then we head back towards King's Cross to take in an ale at O'Neill's on Euston Road. Then, lo and behold, we return to this very street as we head to the Vinca in Pentonvale Road.
Righto, Parker. If the beer don't make you a champion, they'll walk in bloody well, Will. Holy Toledo, Batman, it's a Spanish bar!
Yeah, can't say I expected that. Dig that chrome bar, though.
Does this mean that we must order Spanish beer?
Well, it's a trippy little place. Barista, three coronas, hold the lime.
Coronas aren't Spanish, they're Mexican.
Too true. Make that three Newcastle Browns.
Better make that four.
Guy, I have not drunk this much beer in some time. You haven't been with us the whole time, have you?
No, Zoutrino, I haven't. Quick synopsis, the TARDIS is missing and the Doctor's chasing after it. He sent me to find you.
So you join us then,
Guy Anwar.
Right, I'm Rudolph, call me Dr. Rudy. This here's Dasher, make sure he pays for a fair share of beers. And this guy here is... what the hell is your name anyway, mate?
I am the Abulian Zoutrino, but Guy's my friend, so he already knows that.
Yeah, so I'm afraid us friends have to catch up with another friend. Must be off.
I'm afraid you can't do that, Guy.
Why not?
It's your shout! Don't sweat it, I'll get the next round. The Red Lion, Paul Mall. We should be in and out before 2 p.m.
Told you to watch out.
Well, it is Christmas, and the Monopoly pub crawl ends up at Trafalgar Square anyway, doesn't it?
Too right.
Ah, what the heck.
Are you at all familiar with the rules to this Monopoly pub crawl?
Vaguely. The pub crawl involves drinking in a pub at every destination on the Monopoly board.
And completion of this feat makes one a national hero.
Well, you're not going to get an OBE from the Queen for it, but it will make you popular among your friends.
You have a Queen as well? How well do you know her?
Jeez, you stand in front of one naked Queen on one planet.
See? Who was the name of the guy in first base? It's his name. I mean, a pretty weird old name, I'll grant you. But that's the premise of the whole comic concoction.
I see. Tell me, have you seen a vintage police box around here?
Whoa, you're not a cop, are you? If you are, you have to tell me, or it's entrapment.
No, I am not a police officer.
That's cool. It's only a myth anyway, you have to tell me. A lie perpetuated by Hollywood. But it fools them greenhorn bobbies. You're not a bobby.
I told you, I am not a policeman. I'm just looking for a police box.
Dude, where's my police box? Because I'm a dude, and... Oh, never mind. You need help, man. You look lost, scared, and more than a little loco. And I don't mean locomotion collar style. Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on,
oh, I give up.
Do the locomotion. I'm sure you'll get to like it if you get...
Gentlemen, I give you Shakespeare's head on a platter in Marlborough Street.
If music be the food of love, play on. Give me excess of it.
How poetic of you, Guy.
It's Shakespeare.
I must read this tome.
It's not a book. Shakespeare was a writer. He writes plays. What can I say? I'm a sucker for the bard.
The bard? Is that a drink?
No, these are. By my count, this would be our 12th.
12th? 12th night? That's where my quote comes from. That's quite a... Ah, oh, forget it. Where's the bathroom?
You got a hell of a story there. You should write world's first great novel about your ordeal. It'd be sheer poetry of the highest order.
You're still here, aren't you?
If you write it, they will come.
Right? That's a good idea. I'll contact the press. Thank you, sir.
So, anyway, Charmin, I was only in the middle of a sentence, boy!
How do you think the doctor is faring?
Don't sweat. I've seen him in tougher pickles than this. I'm sure right now he's firing up the TARDIS and waiting for us with eggnog.
Egg what?
Zelly spoons. I give you the Swallow's Bar Street. Street Bar.
But the next stop's Vine Street. Monopoly doesn't even have a Swallow Street.
Shut up, or you'll fall on my fist.
I'd like to see you try to throw a punch. Now, there must be a pub on Vine Street.
And I tell you there isn't. Vine Street's too small. Are you too bloody stupid to see that?
Oh, you call it stupid ugly?
I'm calling ugly stupid, you. You just wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute. You're
get it
in
here.
Quick, while he's not looking, there's an entrance here that's actually on Vine Street.
How very fortuitous. But my new friends.
Trust me, Zao Trino, their night is over. Ah, Fleet Street, and number 194, the old Bank of England.
We're drinking in a... Just a moment. The doctor!
Where? Oh, so it is. Doctor! What happened to Trafalgar Square?
Annoying public speakers, and no TARDIS. I thought I might consult the source of British journalism in the hope that a report had been written on the travels of all these police boxes.
Any luck?
Oh, none, sadly.
What were the other places that the bartender suggested?
Piccadilly and Mayfair. I'd forgotten all about them, to be honest.
Well, let's give them a try.
You said Christmas was about goodwill and peace to all men.
In theory.
And this Santa Claus symbolises that.
On a secular level, yeah.
And Santa Claus resembles a portly fellow all dressed in red.
Are you getting at something specific?
Those three Santas over there appear to be trying to accost that man of evident means.
So they are. Wait, are they trying?
Oh yes, they're being held back by three men dressed in blue.
Oh, it's a crazy time of year, Zao Trino. Don't worry about it.
Santa Claus is evil.
Doctor, that's a fine example to set for Zao Trino.
Well, they are. I mean, think about it. If they weren't bad, why is Santa an anagram of Satan? Or Santa's sleigh ride's an anagram of Gee He Lies Sans TARDIS. Didn't think about that, did you?
The loss of the TARDIS is truly driving a wedge within his reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's not here!
All right, so we'll try Mayfair. Keep the change.
The TARDIS!
You appreciate the future value of an antique police box. Surely it must be worth more than £80. 90 on my left, thank you. You, sir, do you want in again at 100? No? Thinking about it? I'll take 5 if you like.
This is an absurdity!
I know, but in their right mind conducts open air auctions at 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
The Tonkin and Ptolemy group, if that banner is accurate.
Oh, great, they've got guards on it too.
We need a strategy.
I have the very one. We'll begin a fight, yelling in the light to attract everyone's attention. Guy, you head over to the left of this crowd and do something fancy. Zatrino, you go over to the right, distract everyone, and make the auctioneer run for cover. When you both have their attention, I want Guy to run at you through the middle of the crowd, at which point you draw your sword. This will disperse the crowd, and Guy, you need to run away from him. Zatrino, approach him slowly, sword drawn, still away from those guards. The idea is to draw them away from the TARDIS while I make it inside.
Or we could just bid for the TARDIS, ask to inspect it, and sneak in.
I don't know. I think my idea has more merit.
I would like to buy this item for £200.
Well, sir, a true collector, come not a moment too late. Welcome to the bidding, and with you, sir, at £200. At 200 once. At 200 twice. Third and final chance, are we all done? Can't come back tomorrow and say you didn't realize what was happening. This is on the market and ready to sell. Last chance. Are there no more bids? Third and final call to the tall, dark, and handsome stranger with a sword for £200. And sold!
I stand corrected. Actually, I think I can cover that expense.
I'm glad you said that. To be honest, I don't fancy rushing off just yet.
More ale, Guy?
Well, it would be well deserved, and conveniently, there's the Audley just over there.
Isn't that the last stop on the Monopoly pub crawl?
What better venue to choose for a final celebratory drink?
Zatrino, do you realise you've just marked yourself as a legend with the completion of the historic Monopoly pub crawl?
Well, it certainly sounded longer when those chaps were describing it to me, and the taxi cab did make it shorter. But what matters most of all, Guy, is that I have discovered the true meaning of Christmas.
You have? But you've all been in dingy pubs all day drinking beer after beer.
Good point. You need to start on the harder stuff if it's the spirit of Christmas hereafter.
Oh, come now, the pair of you. This is my shout. Merry Christmas.